League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I've got probably one of the single biggest wastes of time in human history. In fact, definitely the biggest waste of time in human history.
I've probably got the same one. I've got a tube that needs to be tied.
Yay!
Game Fight!
Welcome to Dame Fight. It's the podcast where we take great moments that occurred on this day in history and discover that we've picked the same ones, and then we have to try and fit them together, and it doesn't really work.
Yes, we do. He's Jake. Yeah, I'm Nat Tapley, and together we discover the same fact and then compare it to itself to see which is that it's itself. It's the same one. It's
but that, guys, do vote. It's
do
so
vote.
Important.
You must vote. Get out of your houses. Take a friend to the polling station.
Vote.
If there's an old person... If there's an old person who's stranded at home, stuck on their back like a turtle, who can't get to the phone and vote, do upend them, put the phone in their hand and make sure...
I mean, only upend them with consent.
Round one!
Right. Let's do our other ones.
Yes. Okay, we'll do those ones. I'm going to take you to the 14th of February, 1400, when Richard II mysteriously died somehow.
Oh.
So he had been King Richard II until 6 months earlier. Then he made the mistake of sending away Bolingbroke, Henry Bolingbroke. He said, right, I'm taking all your stuff. You go to France. I don't never liked you. Go away. So he went and sat in France. Richard II went to Ireland because the Irish were being naughty. as I understand it, as my traditional education.
Yeah. Might need to check that one. We'll fact check that.
AGP Taylor's The Naughtiness of the Irish, 1398 to 1400.
Matt's doing all of this without auto-cue. It's incredible.
So they were being naughty, at which point Henry Bolingbroke came back and took over England.
Right.
Everyone just went, oh, you may as well have it then.
Yeah, the those Irish were a very bad influence.
Yes, they were. And so Richard II went back and said, hello, I'm back, everyone. I'm back to rule. And they went, no, we've given all our castles to him now.
Wow.
And he went, oh, I guess, what, shall I go then? And everyone went, yes, you're right.
Yeah.
You like the French and tried to make peace with them, you idiot.
You secretly quite like him, don't you?
I do. I like Richard II.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's not brilliant.
No,
I don't think anyone in the 15th century
were brilliant.
The 14th century is brilliant. But, I mean, just before he, in the last year of his reign, he did cancel Parliament completely and replace it with 12 of his friends and 6 common people.
That sounds fine.
Yeah. But he said, all right, I'll stop being king as long as you let me live. And everyone went, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, you can live.
Honestly, you have to live
in Pontefract Castle on your own, though.
Yeah.
He went, okay. And then he went with Henry Bolingbroke back to London, and sort of they had a long journey, which must have been quite awkward.
Clip-clop, 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 clip-clop.
Doing anything nice? I don't know. I'm not king anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Had your holidays?
Yeah.
Yes, I think I have.
Yeah.
Forever.
Wow. Was Ireland nice? How much longer to London? 5 days. Then he mysteriously died somehow when he went to Pontefract Castle. They think it was by starvation because they displayed his body. So, look, we didn't hit him with anything. His head's still attached.
Yeah.
He must have just died somehow. Isn't he looking thin? No, he's... You'll be looking thin.
That's just dehydration of the...
Yeah. Ooh. He wasn't getting his 5 a day.
Wow.
Which is 5 turnips a day, I assume, in 1399.
Yeah.
So he was dead.
Okay.
And if he weren't dead, we might still have a king who's a descendant of Richard II, but we don't know.
No, we've just got a bunch of pretenders.
We got the ones we got.
For now.
For now.
Come on. I would like to take you to the 14th of February, 1852.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day, by the way.
Oh, you too.
Yeah.
I got you something.
Did you?
Yeah.
I can see it.
You weren't supposed to see it yet. Oh, well, don't tell me that. Don't tell me the crotch has gone in these jeans as well. Oh, well. And Great Ormond Street Hospital for Sick Children is founded.
Gosh.
in London. It's the first hospital in England to provide inpatient beds specifically for children, mm-hmm. presumably just cheaper because smaller beds.
Yeah.
And in 1929, the hospital got bequeathed the copyright to Peter Pan. By J.M. Barrie. And so all the money off of that has gone to them from even the worst spin-offs of Peter Pan, and there have been some absolute humdingers.
Such as?
There was a Peter Pan in Scarlet, which was a sequel novel commissioned and published in 2006 and got, quote, mixed reviews. Mixed reviews. But the government...
It's a mix between awful and terrible.
somewhere on the scale. The government extended the copyright for it after his death, but then the EU, the author's life rights that you get through the EU now is the author's life plus 80 years, so it's still in copyright, which is good.
Yeah.
For them. Yeah. And the children, who I'm always thinking about.
Well, at least you're thinking about them.
Yeah.
What a heartwarming story.
What are you thinking about?
Adults.
Rommel.
I'm thinking about birthdays.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Pandolfo Petrucci, the tyrant of Siena throughout the 15th and 16th centuries. He had Pope Pius III poisoned. Yeah.
All the peas.
Happy birthday to Valentine Great Rex, or the Great Stroker.
Oh, dear.
He was a 17th century mystic who discovered he could heal dropsy by stroking people.
Oh, dear.
He could cure scrofula by stroking people. And he could cure open wounds by stroking people. He then came on a tour of England. He only did it for 2 years, though. He went around touring, healing people, collecting loads of money. Then in 1668, he gave up, went home, bought a big farm, and never did it again. So, like, living another 14 years.
Big guy.
So he might have been a massive fraud, but he wasn't greedy.
He's almost like the opposite of Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Like, you know, made a ton of money doing good.
Yeah.
And then stopped and decided, right, now I've made all my money, I must stop doing good.
And Bill Gates is also known as the Great Stroker.
He isn't.
Happy birthday to Simon Pegg, who, again, is the tyrant of Siena through the 15th and 16th. No, he's not. He's in Star Trek.
Works very hard,
he
I
does.
Always feel.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can see them doing the work. The work's all very visible. He's very...
Too hard.
Too much.
Too much.
Happy death day. Look at the two of us here.
Yeah. Huge
palpable.
Winners that we are.
Palpable.
Yes. It? Look at us not working hard and being hugely successful with that.
Yeah. Having done a body of actually quite impressive work. Happy death day to Margaret of France. Edward I was betrothed to her older sister, but when he came to marry her older sister, she'd already been given to the Holy Roman Emperor, so he got given the younger sister instead.
Oh, wow.
But he didn't want her so much, he went to war for 5 years not to have her as his wife.
Crikey.
Which can't be good for anyone's ego, really.
Yeah. Where are you going?
To war.
All right. When will you be back?
5 years. What's it about?
Would you.
Again. Stop asking! Happy death day to John Ehrlichman, the associate of Haldeman and one of the people who went to prison for Watergate. Although you won't know that if you look at the top of his Wikipedia profile, which describes him as an advisor to President Nixon on domestic issues, forgetting that he went to prison for Watergate and was disbarred from being a lawyer.
It's fun finding out who edits Wikipedia, isn't it?
Yeah, it's people who like John Ehrlichman, apparently. And happy death day to P.G. Woodhouse. I think that Boris Johnson is a Woodhousian figure in that he's happy to do propaganda for the Nazis.
That's good.
Yeah. Although I'm going to have to explain that P.G. Woodhouse spent the war doing propaganda for Nazis because he lived in the south of France and didn't want to move. And when the Nazis arrived, they said, oh, can you come and do some radio shows for us? He went, yeah, sure.
Really?
Yes. That's P.G. Woodhouse. Everyone goes, oh, he was forced to. It was the Nazis turned up at his house and made him do it. But...
It's always fun when you find a legitimate reason to despise something that you just didn't enjoy very much. You know what I mean?
I feel the same about Paw Patrol.
Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Let's talk YouTube.
Let's talk YouTube. Let's talk 2005, guys.
Yes, it's a very romantic story, the origin story.
Oh, it really is.
YouTube.
It really is.
When three friends from PayPal spend early 2004 trying to find footage of Janet Jackson's breast being exposed at the Super Bowl,
yeah,
and not being able to find it online. And that
the great driver of innovation, men's libido.
Yeah. I really want to see that specific breast! And it's not online, except in still form.
Let's launch the world's second biggest search engine, and then we'll find it.
Yes. The first video to be uploaded was...
Me at the zoo.
Me at the
zoo. Which, of course, you could never do that now. Oh, right, it's just him going around the zoo. Sorry.
Yeah. The first video to get 1 million views was a Nike ad. Apparently, in November of 2005. And you can leave your children watching YouTube safe in the knowledge that whatever Peppa Pig video they're watching is only one click away from a Jordan Peterson video explaining why women are trash! And then another click away from an anti-Semitic animation of some sort.
I believe it's something like 300 hours are uploaded every minute, I think.
Yeah, that's too much. Too many people doing too many things.
The sort of, I feel like the ride is over a bit with YouTube.
Let's hope so. In that it is now specifically a search engine to radicalise people. In that the up next is designed to pick the most extreme views that are possibly palatable to you and get you to watch those and then take another step with the next video.
Is that what it's about? Just pushing.
Because you're more likely to watch to the end and react to it and write a comment and engage with it and spend time looking at it.
Right.
If you're in some way...
Offended or
appalled or engaging
faintly aroused.
With it. Yeah. I mean, the problem with the internet is that the internet makes no difference between clicking on something because you hate it and clicking on something because you like it.
Yeah.
The Daily Mail worked that out very early on.
Yeah.
When Stephen Gately died, they did their horrible article about him and suddenly had all the traffic in the world from people going to say, well, that's appalling, you can't write that article because the internet doesn't distinguish between hate clicks and like clicks.
Facebook is the ultimate iteration of that, then,
yeah,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
Because you can only, well, prior to now, you can only click like.
Yeah. And even then, any way you're reacting is increasing your dwell time, and that's all they want, is your presence staring at a screen which they're controlling the advertising on.
So they don't mind if all I use YouTube for is to watch old UK game shows?
No, I think they're fine with that.
That's fine.
But again, if you look at the up next, it will be, I explain why fascism is brilliant! That is me, personally.
Yes.
In an animated form. I'm just doing a voice.
Nat's really started flexing his muscles lately. It's really exciting times. Well, so that's obviously a tie on the YouTubes.
Yeah.
So...
vote on the others.
Just as you said.
Yes,
we tied. But, yes, vote on the others. Go online. On Twitter, it's @date_fight.
And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/datefight.
We will be back with more of this stuff tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So do join us then. And if you haven't subscribed, maybe think about it.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost anything.
Nope. Just every single day.
Think about it.
Yeah.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com. Save big.